Democrat Bill de Blasio and Republican Joe Lota will participate in their second debate in the mayor's race tonight. It comes as the latest Quinnipiac poll shows de Blasio has extended his commanding lead over Lota, now by 44 points. Joining us now to discuss today in politics is the host of New York One's Road to City Hall, Errol Lewis. Good morning, Errol.
Good morning.
So we are now 2 weeks from Election Day in a race that's been pretty static. The outcome seems almost inevitable. What's interesting about the race at this point?
You know, first of all, the voters do have a way of surprising you. I mean, Bill de Blasio, in a fairly crowded field, was lagging until the final weeks. And so hope springs eternal for Joe Lota. But then there's also, you know, there is an important kind of question about whether or not people buy all of what Bill de Blasio is selling. So let's assume that he maintains his lead and becomes mayor. Well, you know, you've got to explore a little bit what it is he really stands for, because he campaigned on, you know, maybe five different issues, but there are a lot more than five issues facing New Yorkers, and there becomes a question now of, well, you know, what about the rest of the agenda?
Well, for those watching the debate tonight, what do you think they're trying to find out?
Well, I think for a fair number of people, Joe Lota, the Republican candidate, remains unknown. He has, I think, 27% of likely voters in the last poll had not heard enough about him to make a decision. So that's a sort of a slim read to hold on to, but there are going to be some people who are trying to figure that out. There are also some, you know, sort of contradictions. There are people who in this last poll, when asked about some of the issues, said that they think that stop and frisk, the police policy that's generated so much controversy, is not a good idea, and that it can be changed without hurting public safety. Well, that's debatable, and that's going to be debated tonight. You know, I mean, there are people who have made some decisions about the way the city and the world works and how these candidates will impact on that, and it's a chance, this debate is, for either candidate to really kind of change those assumptions and really push people on it.
Now, Errol, you're not moderating tonight's debate, but if you were, what would you want to ask?
Well, I moderated actually about 13 of these mayoral debates. So, I mean, my immediate answer is, can I go home now? I think what I would want to know is some of the education policies that have been talked about. You know, there's been a lot of attention paid to charter schools, but as is often mentioned, charter schools only educate about 5 to 6% of a 1.1 million student system. Well, what about the rest of it? That I'd really like to hear more about. There are some really important issues about the Gifted and Talented program, whether or not that's going to survive or expand. There are some important questions about some internal stuff where, you know, they have created, without the Department of Education, without much public notice, these different networks where schools across borough boundaries, far across the city, are working together and sort of creating their own little mini back office, developing their own curricula. It's something that the public doesn't really know very much about, but it's hugely important, and it will tell a lot about where the system goes going forward. I'd love to hear a lot more about that.
You know, Errol, just to wrap up briefly, you know, Joe Lota said yesterday that he will have a different tone tonight than he had in the first debate last week. What does Lota have to do to change this race's trajectory?
Well, you know, he's got two very difficult tasks. He's got to shake the race up. He's got to make some incursions. He's got to get himself known, and he's got to sort of throw some haymakers. And everybody, including the New York Post editorial board, has been urging him to, you know, go after de Blasio, challenge him, you know, argue with him, insult him if necessary, you know. And at the same time, Joe Lota, as a candidate, is in the unenviable position of having his numbers what pollsters and strategists call upside down, meaning he has a higher unfavorable rating than favorable rating. So, you know, how do you simultaneously beat up on your opponent and remain likable? Very, very tough challenge. And this is a guy who's never run for office before. Very, very tough assignment he has going into tonight's debate.
All right, we'll have to see how it goes tonight. Tonight's debate airs on WCBS Channel 2. Errol Lewis is the host of Road to City Hall on New York One, and you can follow his tweets at Errol Lewis. Thanks so much, Errol.
Okay, you got it. Thanks.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.